Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
All that stuff. I'm talking about something deep within your soul today. You've been saved instead of saved.
Yeah.
I'm talking about you, that same bubbling within my soul, in my heart this morning.
Right.
I met him January 5th, 88, in a little place in Sale. And I will say this this morning, right there where I'm at.
Right.
If you still is what you was, you ain't.
Right.
And that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing, except hell's your home.
Right.
But you are an intruder in hell if you go there.
That's right.
Hell is not your home. It's for the devil with his angels.
That's right. That's right.
You say, well, who are you to judge me? No, I'm not judging. That's
right.
The Bible says, many men be in Christ, he is.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes, he said, he is.
Yeah.
A new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
Yeah.
And I'll say it again. You still is.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a Bible verse on that. Examine yourself.
Yeah.
He didn't tell me to. He didn't tell me to examine you, don't judge you.
Yeah.
I'm not here to judge. God don't need no help.
Yeah.
But the Bible says examine yourself. Whether you be in the faith, prove your own self.
Yeah.
Know not your own self. How that Christ, that's what we're talking about today. That's who we're glorifying today. That's who glory to God can change a person's life with no drug, no doctor, no program on the face of this earth can do. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
I don't deserve to be here today, neither do you. You better get
right
into
that's
it.
Right.
I'm going to read in a minute. It's got to bust the bubble first. I don't deserve to be here today. My whole life, I should have got the death penalty. I should have been dead a long time ago. But can I give you some good news?
Yeah.
But God.
Yeah. Amen.
Are you giving up on somebody, my friend? That may be in alcohol and drugs and the cares and troubles of this world. They're thieves, they're liars, they're cheaters.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Yeah, that's what God.
Romans 5:8 said, but God.
Yeah.
He said, but mama, but daddy, but the church membership, but baptism. He said, but God.
Right, amen.
Commending his love toward us.
Amen.
What daddy said, as did you.
Yeah,
hey, you don't have to be a junkie to be a sinner. You don't have. You can be the man down the street. You can be the doctor. You can be the president of the United States. For all.
Amen.
Let's get it level at Calvary.
Amen.
I'm about to bust your bubble this morning. You ain't alive. You ain't either, my friend. Jesus loves sinners.
Amen.
You can't get saved unless you're a sinner.
Paul
said it this way. This is a faithful saying.
Yeah.
Worthy of all acceptation. That Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, if mama could, she would.
Right.
If papa could, he would.
Yeah.
If the preacher could, he would.
Right.
But he didn't say it.
Amen.
Paul said this is a faithful saying. Worthy of all acceptation. That Christ Jesus!
Yeah!
You get that in a minute.
Right.
Christ Jesus!
Yeah,
Jesus!
Yeah.
I know that. That name itself ought to excite you.
Right.
Christ Jesus, what did he do? He came into this world, not to condemn the world, but through him.
Yeah.
We're already dead. Just by washed in sin. None of us no good. Oh, but if you can just get them to Jesus.
Yeah, amen.
That's I remember in the Bible. Oh, I don't know about you, my friend, but I met that man one day.
Yeah.
I didn't shake the preacher's hand over to God. I didn't go through the motions of saying, I need out of this trouble and out of that trouble.
Right.
God, the Holy Ghost of God, showed me I was just a no sinner. Yeah. But that's what he loved me.
Amen. Amen.
He loves you today. He loves you today.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care if you're a church membership. I don't care if you're a deacon.
Yeah.
You must be born again.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, there's something about that old back home country cornbread fed Holy Ghost, ain't he? Yes, they are. I'm talking about that old country Holy Ghost. Glory to God from the Word of God. John 6:44 says, no man come to me except the Father will send me draws him. And all raise him up in the last day. You can't send nobody to heaven. You can't send nobody to hell. His name is Jesus. Testimony, don't you quit testifying.
Right.
I don't care how many people say, well, she testifies every time. Glory to God, he told you that. Glory to God, he said, glory to God, as long as God's in it, you do it.
Amen.
If God's in it, you do it.
Amen.
If it's in the middle of the ball out there,
right,
and the Holy Ghost of God gets a hold of you,
yeah,
hey, stir yourself up for the glory of God. Let what's in the well come out in the bucket. His name is Jesus. I hope you get that today.
Yeah.
His name is Jesus. But all right, I shouldn't be here today. I'm going to tell you why I am. This is for one purpose and one reason. The book of Isaiah said, even everyone that's called by my name. Guess who it is? That's you.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
That's that old junkie out there today popping a pill, shooting him a shot of dope, or she's shooting a shot of dope, or that old drunk out there in the ditch today. Even everyone that's called by my name,
right,
I have created him for my glory.
Right.
Amen. You say, well, he'll never amount to nothing. She'll never amount to nothing. Won't you just get out of the way and let God be God?
Right.
He ain't going to him. Hey, mankind, we can get ourselves down.
Right.
We don't need no help.
Right.
Holy, bless
you.
Yes, I'm like the brother. There ain't no rocks going to cry out for me. There ain't no trees going to pile down for me.
Amen.
I'm just going to go right ahead. Whether glory to God, you like it or don't like it.
Yeah.
And Lord, if I tell you, if you're born again, child of God, hey, you ought to spit, post, not cry, jump, raise your hand, child, stomp your feet, do something.
Amen.
You cannot contain the Holy Ghost of God within a box. Amen. You still is what you was. You ain't.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, though, today the Lord sent me to buy and tell you something. He still loves you.
Right. Amen.
You ain't been too far.
Right.
You ain't been too dark. You ain't been a church member too long to be saved. You must.
Amen.
Be born again.
Amen.
Listen, when I met Jesus, I couldn't even read if and cat dog. Didn't have to. There's something about that old Holy Ghost, ain't it?
Yeah.
It ain't about how educated you are. You can own the bank down the street, have everything this world has to offer. You still must be born again. Now, I'm not an educated man, but I know what must means.
Yeah.
It means just gotta happen.
Yeah.
I ask children, I'm gonna read in a minute.
Yeah.
I ask children all the time, were you saved? Do you know Jesus? And then mom or daddy will pop up and say, oh yeah, he's saved. I said, don't do that.
That kid cannot
speak for himself.
Yeah.
Don't you give him a challenge. Yeah. I hope they got saved. The Bible's too deep. I'll tell you what the Bible says. Every man stands accountable for himself. Amen. Oh, you can't send me to hell nor heaven. It takes a man, Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
That's what he went to Calvary for. But there I was, just an old sinner. And you know why we got drug problems today, alcohol problems today, violent problems today in this world? Hey, there's Bible for every question you might have. Yeah, I'm going to give you this answer for that right there. Yeah. Hey, over in Jeremiah, the Bible says man's heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked.
That's right.
Guess what? It's going to trick. It's going to, I mean, upset some of you, but guess what? That's you.
Amen.
That's your pastor.
That's right.
That is all mankind.
Right.
Got a wicked and deceitful heart.
Amen.
I don't care how you smell this morning, what you dress like, what you... Oh, but there's good news.
Yeah.
The Bible says, Ezekiel, God said he'd give a man a new heart.
Yeah.
And a new spirit would he put within him. Until that time comes, my friend, you're just going through the motions. And here's how you can know you still is what you was. My friend, you still is what you was. You didn't meet the Jesus I know. No, I'm not you. You're not me. But I'm going to tell you, God created your lips specifically, individually. He made it personal. God created your lips. Why? For his glory.
Yeah.
Hey, if you go and find God today, I'll tell you, I'll take your blessing. Hey, God, move through my way.
Yeah.
I'm going to be just like that lady with an issue of blood. I know I need all I can get.
Yeah.
God, I don't know what my tomorrow may bring.
Yeah.
That may be tomorrow, maybe the darkest day of my life.
Right.
But who am I trusting in? I'm not trusting in myself. I'm going to preach a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this is free of charge. I don't know about you, but I met a man named Jesus.
Yeah.
I met a man named Jesus.
Yeah.
I thank God for Donnie Moore. He led me to the Lord, but you know what? He don't get no glory.
Yeah.
No, sir.
Right.
Hey, if you put your faith in some man,
yeah,
you give a pat to some man on the back,
right,
that's all wood, hay, and stubble.
Yeah.
It's going to burn out one day.
Right.
His name is Jesus. Some water, some plant, and only God.
Yeah.
Can you give an
increase? Amen.
Only God, amen, can give an increase. My faith is not in Robert Gibson. His name is Jesus.
That's right.
All I pray today, I'm not here by accident.
Right.
This is not the one of those things God, there's one thing God's never said. Oops.
Yes.
I didn't know I'm going to have an old sinner down there at that little church down there to tell them I love them and care for them.
Yeah.
I want to change what they cannot change.
Yeah.
His name is Jesus.
Amen.
So I'm going to say today, if you got your nose stuck down at somebody, I want to know I was the worst of the worst. By all rights, they should have hid me under the prison. But God.
Yeah.
Don't you get that today?
Right.
If you're running somebody down, you're stomping somebody down, I don't care how many times they've lied, how much money you spend out of your pocket, you can't buy the love of God.
Right.
I remember old Simon the Sorcerer, he wanted to purchase the gift of God with money. Thy money should perish with thee. You can't buy love with money.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you what you need to do. Boy, I hope y'all bring a bag lunch. I met Jesus. Amen. Listen, there's a man there, a good picture of the church. They was four people. You can turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2. Go to. There was a man there in the Bible. There was four people. This man was paralyzed.
Right.
You know what a sinner is? He's paralyzed.
Uh-huh.
She's paralyzed. They can't help themselves. They don't understand why we as children of God love him just the way they are.
Right.
There's a picture of that man. There he was, paralyzed. And there was four people. And they said, "Boy, if we can just get into Jesus."
Yeah.
If we can just get him to Jesus. The house was crowded.
Yeah.
Nobody could get in the doors. It was a great crowd there. You know what, man? They went out of the way. Out of their way. They went on top of the roof of the house.
Yeah.
Their focus and their prayer was, if we could just get him to Jesus.
Amen.
You know what that old junkie's saying?
Yeah.
You know what that one out there that's to the wayside, that one that you're saying there's no hope for, they'll never change. Can I say to you, if you'll just get your life, get in that mirror.
Yeah, come on.
And you say, Lord, that one right there has got a problem.
Amen.
Because I'm seeing this one different, Lord.
Yeah.
But you love him.
Yeah.
And Lord, you help
me. That's right. That's right.
I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. For the love of Christ.
Yeah.
What's it do? Constraineth us.
Yeah.
For thus we judge that if one died for how many?
All.
All.
And all were dead. Yeah.
We're all dead.
Yeah. That's right.
But Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You know what? If I, right there, I would entitle that message, Somebody Get Me to Jesus.
Yeah.
Let me give you a scripture right there who that somebody is. 2 Corinthians 5:17, you know, if any man be in Christ. But the next verse says, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and what he do, has given to us the ministry of reconciliation.
That's right.
Jesus Christ went to Calvary. He seen you, as my brother was testified. He seen me, as wicked as I was, no good as I was, but yet loved me.
Amen.
He didn't say, go throw your dope away, change your life, turn over a new leaf, do good, and then come and talk to me.
Yeah.
I like that old song, Just As I Am.
That's right.
How are you? You're a sinner.
Yeah, right.
That shocked some folks.
Yeah.
Glory to God. They ain't none of us no good. None of us have arrived. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Your darkest hour, your whole life may be upside down. But when God awakens you tomorrow, then where's your faith at? Lord, it's me again, standing in the need of prayer. Don't look to your left and look to your right. Oh, my brother needs, my sister needs. What about you?
Yeah.
Oh, we need Jesus.
Amen.
We need Jesus, my friend. That's it. We're going to talk about it. Let me read right here. I'm going to testify to you. You said, I thought this guy was in prison. Glory to God, I got out of the worst prison I could ever be in.
Come on.
That's called hell.
Amen.
I escaped hell.
Amen.
And gained heaven. Wow, boy, there's still power in the blood.
Right, amen.
Hey, the power's not in the church. The power's not in church membership.
That's
the power is not in baptism. The power is in the blood.
Washed
away my sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God, you ought to be excited, my friend. I'm going to take your blessing today and just keep on running over, amen. I'm going to... People see God's people and then glory to God look like an old mule eating briar sire.
Right.
They'll be thinking, glory to God, what he's got or what she's got look like it's killing him. How have they done that stuff?
Right.
Hey, there'll be some joy unspeakable in your heart today.
Amen.
What's coming out of your well?
Yeah.
His name is Jesus. Yeah, I'm going to testify. Glory to God, I'm telling you that word.
Preach.
Ooh, the faith comes by hearing, not by singing. I love good singing. Oh, I do. It's all my soul. I do. But I'm telling you, singing will never take the place of the Word of God.
Amen.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Yes.
Being born again, how? Not by singing. Come on in. Glory to God, find your seat in the floor, the top, sit here, wherever you want to. Here the fact is, being born again, not a corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed by the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. My friend, if you leave the Word out, you ain't saying that with a bunch of fancy words. Glory to God.
Yeah.
It takes the Word and the foolishness of the preaching of the Word of God.
That's right.
To reach out. Who does it? God does it. Amen.
Yeah.
You leave the Word out, my friend, you just told a great story.
Right.
His name is Jesus. Glory to God. Don't preach a man to death here. Hallelujah. I'm at him. I'm at him.
Yeah.
I'm at him. Glory to God. Hey,
that's
there'll
right.
be a difference.
Right.
Hey, there ain't no difference, my friend.
Amen.
You've got what I call decaffeinated religion. I'm going to tell you what decaffeinated religion will do for you. It won't stand you up. It won't get you up. It won't pep you up. And it definitely won't send you up. It takes the blood, my friend.
Right.
It takes the blood. It takes the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Yeah, I might need that. Glory to God. Listen, turn your Bibles to 2 Timothy. I appreciate all of you being here this morning. I pray you didn't come to see Robert Gibson. I pray you come to hear about a man named Jesus.
Yeah,
it ain't about Robert Gibson.
Right.
And it's not about you.
Right.
It's about a man, Christ Jesus.
Yeah,
that's who I come to lift up this morning. That's what Jesus said. My brother already quoted it. Jesus said it this way. If I be lifted up.
Yeah.
He didn't say the church be lifted up.
Right.
If the preacher be lifted up. If the deacon be lifted up. He said if I. He made that personal. Be lifted up. He made it personal this way. If I be lifted up, signify his death unto Calvary.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this personal note he put there. I said, I will draw all.
Yeah.
That's what I'm fixing to get right here. I want you to remember that word. Oh, glory to God. I want you to remember that word. All.
Yeah.
I want you to remember that word. All. And then on top of that, I want you to put the name of Jesus.
Right.
Jesus. Jesus. 2 Timothy chapter 2. I couldn't read, I'm telling you, if, and, cat, and dog when I met this man named Jesus.
Yeah.
You don't have to be able to read to meet Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, there's something different about that Holy Ghost. Amen. There's a lot of spirits in this world.
That's right.
All this right here.
Amen.
It's upon all by itself. Amen.
Yeah.
All right, 2 Timothy chapter 2, the Bible says it this way. He says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, or is that word all? You're going to hear the word all a lot here this morning. The word all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. That's including that old junkie. That's including the drunk. That's including the harlot. That's including who? Just the old sinner. When it boils right down to it, we try to categorize this thing, but Jesus just talking about old sinners. Amen. All! Yeah. Oh!
Amen.
And right there in verse 2, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all goodness and honesty.
Yeah.
For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, not God. Hey, it's not you he's talking
Amen.
About. In the sight of God. Amen. You can't see like he can see. God sees beyond the sin.
Yeah.
He loved the sinner. Glory to God. He's able to change what mankind cannot change himself. He can change what the program can't change.
Amen.
Glory to God. He can do what the doctor can't do. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
He said all. Verse 4. Who would have all men to be saved.
Uh-huh.
And to come into the knowledge of the truth. Jesus said it this way. I am the way.
Amen.
The truth. There's your knowledge right there.
Yeah. Amen.
It's all going to go back to a man named Jesus, not Lord
Amen.
Jesus. Glory to God. You trust in me, you'll bust hell wide open. You trust in mom and daddy or the preacher, you'll bust hell wide open.
Right.
His name is Jesus.
Amen.
He goes down. He said, all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Verse 5, for there is one God, that's not you. That's shot some people.
Right.
God, it's not you. You can't save nobody.
Yeah,
you can't change nobody.
No. Yeah.
You just get them to Jesus.
Amen. Yeah.
Me going on. I know it shocked some of you. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and man. The man, Christ
Jesus.
Right. He said in verse 5. And verse 6, who gave himself a ransom for how many?
All.
I don't care what dish they may be in today,
yeah.
How low they are, how cheated they are, what liars they may be, whatever their category may be, where they're at in their lowest time of life today.
Yeah.
Jesus said it this way, who gave himself a ransom for all.
Yeah.
To be testified in due time. You know what? Hey, my sister testified in due time. She was testifying in due time. My sister was testifying. And my brothers was testifying. Are you testifying about a woman?
Yeah.
Do you do it in your everyday life? This is not a social event, by
the way. Right. Amen.
It ain't about, hey, worship and praise God.
Right.
It's not about eating a hot dog and a hamburger. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hey, when you're around, glory to God, and church is over and all that, hey, you ought to be able to hear something that'll make you go tell somebody else, there's a man, Christ Jesus,
not
Robert Gibson came. No, his name is Jesus.
Right.
His name is Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, let me hear you.
Amen.
Oh, verse 7. He said, whereunto I am ordained a preacher and apostle, I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of Gentiles in faith and verity. Dear my Father, take thy precious word now and glorify it. Yeah. Take these old lips of clay, Lord, that you formed just from the dust of ground, anoint them afresh from on high. God, help me, Lord, to be able to glorify, uplift, and praise thy holy name. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want you to look. The Bible says, the Lord... Hey, you may be slacking your doings. You may be slacking your everyday life. You may be slacking that one's life that you're giving up on. He said, but the Lord, hey, he didn't say that. Oh, I know you love me. I know, glory to God, you mean well for me. But you're not the Lord. Preach, I know you love your people. I know, glory to God, but you're not God.
Yeah, amen.
The Lord is not slack. Glory to God concerning what His promises.
Yeah.
Oh, and what is He? Hey, He's this way to you. He's this way to me. He's this way to that old punk.
Yeah.
He's this that way to that church. Glory to God. He's this way to all mankind.
Yeah, amen.
The Lord is not slack concerning His promises. But it's long. Thank you. Oh, what's all these praises about? I'm glad, glory to God, that He's long suffering. And you mean even when you're shooting dope, when you're being mean, when you're violent, glory to God, your mind in the total things of this world, the Lord said He is long suffering.
Thank you, Lord.
Do you need anybody to bust up in your door at your home and yank your children up and go to whooping them? Boy, you better not bust in my house and put your hands on my wife. I'm going to tell you right now, you better be saved. Amen. Listen, God's people is not weak people. Amen.
That's right.
God's people. The word meekness don't mean weakness.
That's right.
The word meekness means strength under control.
Yeah.
Don't you just say, you bust up in your pastor's house and go beating on his wife and, and see what he does for you.
Right.
Amen. He'll pray for you when he gets through. Amen. I hear the thing now. I'll say that. I'm not trying to be funny this morning.
That's right.
The Lord is not slack concerned His promises.
Amen.
But His long suffering to us were not willing that any should perish. But that all should. God don't need no help. I got there to say this. God does not need no help discipline His children. No, sir. Well, that brother said he was his. That sister said she was his. Who do you think you are? You're in the same shape they are. Glory to God. Hey, if they're in that condition, what are you doing, brethren? Even if you be overtaken, tells me you can preach. Satan's out to sift you as wheat. Amen. Even if you be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, since you're so spiritual, you which are spiritual, what did he tell you to do? Restore.
Yeah.
They don't need no help getting where they're at. They're already there.
Yeah, right.
Their flesh got them there.
Amen.
They're already did that on their own. Amen. Restore. That should be the church. Amen.
Yeah.
Glory to God. The church can't restore and uplift and encourage you in your darkest hour. Glory to God. Who can? Restore. So why do you restore? Restore such one in a spirit of meekness, considering thyself.
Amen.
Lest thou also be tempted. Hey, I'm going to tell you like Jesus told Peter. Peter, Satan's out to sift you as wheat. Oh, no. I'll die. Boy, it kind of scares me a little bit when my Christian brother and my Christian sister say, oh, I'll never turn my back on him. I'll always walk with him. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you right now. Hey, Satan's out right around the corner. Hey, to sift you as wheat. You might find yourself in a very dark valley, looking like as if you've never been saved. Oh, but I'm glad over in 1 John 5:13 says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know. I have no soul salvation. I don't have hope soul salvation. Thank soul salvation. You didn't save me. You can't lose me.
Yeah.
Weren't you glad of that?
Yeah.
Oh, what we've seen every day in our everyday life. But we... hey, just take them to the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
My sister, Lord, needs some help. My brother, Lord, needs some help. Because
you
might find yourself in a dark valley tomorrow. You're not alive. Your flesh ain't saved. Now, some people think their flesh, that old rotten, stinking thing is still this exact thing as it was in the days. He saves your soul, not your flesh.
Amen. Amen.
Ooh, I know that's going to shock some of you. Some people get so heavenly minded, they ain't no earthly good.
Yeah.
You ain't right. You and I, the only difference between me and a sinner is I'm saved by God's marvelous grace.
Amen.
On my way to heaven.
Amen.
That's the only difference. I ain't no better than they are.
Yeah.
Jesus loves them the same as he did me.
Yeah.
But I want to look here. The word says, all. All.
Yeah.
So if you're giving up on somebody today and you feel like there's no hope for him, and you want, and boy, I've had people want me to save people. You can't save nobody.
Right.
Oh, my God, just get them to Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't know who they are, how low they are. You can't save them.
Right.
You cannot save them. Listen, don't you raise your hand. It's a trick question. How many of you in here found the Lord? Don't raise your hand. No, you ain't found the Lord because God ain't lost. That's the problem today.
Right.
When I ask somebody, when I hear a testimony, I found the Lord, I'm thinking, oh my goodness. Not the Jesus I know. He's never been lost, amen.
Right.
God finds you.
Yeah.
He finds you.
That's right.
He'll find you in your darkest, lowest.
Yeah.
He'll find you in your little sweet hour. You don't have to be in your darkest and lowest hour.
Right.
The Holy Ghost of God moves in educated people, poor folks, middle-sized.
Right.
He just moves. And remember, the Lord made it personal. If I be lifted up, what did he say? He said, I will draw. And so, hey, there's no mistake about the drawing of the Holy Ghost of God. You say, why don't you go share that testimony? I'm going to preach first. Glory to God.
Amen. Bless you, Lord.
I met a man named Jesus.
Yeah.
I ain't been ashamed. My nose is not stuck down to the lost and dying world.
Right.
That's right.
They're getting their pants just like I do.
Right.
And you know what? They're waiting on you specifically, my friend. Don't you think that you don't have something to say. If you've met Jesus, you've got something
Amen.
To say.
Amen.
If all you can do is tell them how you met him, that might be all it takes.
Right.
You don't have to be no preacher. You don't have to quote the Bible from the back to front.
Right.
Glory to God, all you need to know that you know that you know that you know you've been saved.
Right.
Then you can be able to tell somebody else
how
they can be saved. Well, I was thinking about back at my own life. And about the age of 7 years old, I was a snotty-nosed little brat. Hey, couldn't nobody tell me nothing. I was in and out of about 10 different foster homes. I'd go in and I'd find out what they have, and I'd bag it up, and I'd steal it, and I'd run. You know what? That's your nature, too.
Yeah.
You say, I ain't no thief. I ain't never done. You're a sinner.
Yeah.
You're a sinner.
That's
I said. You're a sinner. People try to category. Well, he's not going to go to heaven because of this. He and she ain't going to go to heaven because of this. My friend, they're not going to go to heaven because they reject Jesus. That's the only sin.
Yeah.
That's the only sin.
Yeah.
That'll keep a man out of heaven. His name is Jesus. Reject Jesus. Reject Jesus. Then you made a choice. Hell over heaven. Nobody else made it for you. But anyway, there I was, little snotty old brat in those foster homes, and people meant well. By the way, there's some foster kids maybe here today, and there's some foster parents here today. I admire you if you're doing it for the purpose of loving that child.
Right.
If you're doing it because you need a paycheck, shame on you.
Yeah.
You get yourself a job, glory to God, and provide and love them like God told you to love them.
Amen.
Amen. Anyway, that's for your choice. Anyway, I was a snotty old little brat, went in that old foster home. No good! There I was at the age of 16 years old. I thought I was a tough little cat. I thought, man, look here, I'm it. And I know some folks today, man, they all look like old grizzly bears. They think they're tough and, boy, they can fight. And they all listen. Let me tell you something. I met the toughest man that I know. It ain't all about this, glory to God. Hey, the toughest man that I know. They can't nobody spit in my face and get away with it. They can't nobody hit me, beat me with a crown of nine tails to get away with it. They can't nobody come up and stick a crown of thorns in my head. I'm going to fight back. But Jesus, the toughest man that I know. So toughness won't get you nowhere. Here's not, I'll tell you what toughness is, being humble.
Yeah.
Being humble, Lord. Use me, Lord.
Yeah.
Use me.
Yeah.
Use me, Lord. Yes, everybody says there's no hope for you. There's no hope for her, Lord. humble me, Lord.
Right.
Let your spirit flow through me, Lord.
Right.
Use these old lips of clay, Lord. Help me, Lord, to love them, Lord.
That's right.
Just the way they are.
Yes.
Don't try to change them. Love you how Jesus loved you. Just the way you are.
Right.
But you don't know me, I don't. I don't want it done.
Right. Yeah.
He knew you from the belly, the womb where you came from.
Yeah.
Guess what? He loved you.
Yeah.
Hey, when you was in your darkest hour, shooting dope, drinking, whatever meanness it was, we try again, we category, but guess what? You're just an old sinner in need of a Savior. You're just an old sinner in need of a Savior. His name is Jesus. There I was. Oh! It's who Jesus is looking for. There I was. At the age of 16 years old, I went in nowhere at Brushabout when I was in Knox County Jail. As a kid, they ruled me incorrigible and said, oh, we can't deal with him over here in jail. We're going to be over here in juvenile with these kids. We're going to rule them incorrigible. Stuck me over in Knox County Jail with those adults over there. And I got over there and this fella kept winking at me. I thought they got them twinching eyes, they call them. I thought the fella had some kind of illness he was born with, but he kept winking at me there. And I told him, brother, I don't know what the problem is, but I'm not the one. I want to be honest with you. God made me all man. He really did. And anyway, the guy started playing those games with me and touched me on my tail. And I want to say I got 99 years out of that. And I don't say that. I don't say that boastfully. I wound up with a second degree murder charge. I got 99 years. They're in Knox County Jail at the age of 16 years old. I went in over an old sinner. Just an old sinner. I didn't understand why people didn't love me the way I was. And you know why? I was unlovable. But boy, when you meet Jesus, when you meet Jesus, you'll begin to see things totally different. You'll love them. You'll love them just the way they are. Don't you get your nose.
Yeah.
You ain't all that.
Yeah. Right.
His name is Jesus.
Yeah. Amen.
Somebody wants you to tell them they are somebody. Jesus died for them. He loved them. And guess what? They don't need to hear it from my mouth. They need to hear it from your mouth.
Right. Yeah.
Your mouth. God made you. Your lips. 1 Peter 4:10 says, as every man has received a gift. What kind of gift did you receive? Is his name Jesus? Is it a new car? Is it a gun? Is it a house? What kind of gift did you receive? As every man has received the gift, he said, even so, minister the same one to another of good stewards in the manifold grace of God, who to lift up and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. What kind of gift did you receive? Can you take it outside the church? Are you the same in the church as you are outside the church? Do you love this man named Jesus enough to tell somebody else? Did he really do something for you? I'm going to go back to this. Examine yourself. My friend, if you just love somebody in the church, oh, it's fine and well to, oh, I love you, sister, brother, hug the neck and how good it is. But what about out there in the ditch, my friend? That's the one, my friend, that's waiting on you to love on and care for them just the way they are. His name is Jesus. Anyway, there I was, got 16 years old, got that 99 years for second degree murder there in Knox County Jail. And they sent me in to brush him out in the first, in old big prison doors. I think, wow, man, my life is messed up. And I got up in there as an old sinner. I'm going to tell you what I turned to. I am, when you don't, you can either discipline your children while they're in the playpen, or someone else will discipline for you when they get to the state pen, my friend. Hey, don't wait, glory to God, to get 12, 11, 12, 13 years old, and then say, my children are out of control. Now it's time for me to start taking control. No, you got to start taking control back under when they're in the little playpen. Hey, when they reach up and start knocking stuff off your shelves and doing things wrong, you better start slapping that hand, spanking that tail. Can I tell you, our government does not know better than God. Amen. God said, foolishness that is bound, that was me. Foolishness was bound in the heart of a child, that was me. But the rod of the oh, glory to God. The Bible don't say time out. There's no such thing as sticking your nose in a corner. That's not in my Bible. No, let's get back to the old passing. The old time religion. Don't stick your nose up in a corner. Glory to God, they do wrong. Find you a little belt, a little switch, and tan that little hide. And then love him. You know what God will do for you and I and children of God? He said, my children, they go without chastisement is bastards.
And not sons.
What a good examination. A good examination about God. Are you being chastened by God? Glory to God. Because we all had to have it. He said, for all us that weren't all in, all my children that go without chastisement, a bastard. Some people don't know what a bastard is. I ain't cussing. The Bible said that. Hey, the Bible said a bastard is a son that don't know his daddy. Glory to God. We talk about the Heavenly Father. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but he disciplines me.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. You mean the preacher gets disciplined? Glory to God, probably more than any. Glory. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
That's how you can tell you in the fire line. Here we got that Brush Mountain prison. What I turned to? I turned to drugs. I'm telling you, I've shot more dope and bands. He ain't got pork and beans. They've been in business 125 years. And I'm going to be honest with you, I enjoyed it when I was shooting it. The Bible says it this way. I found out there is pleasure in sin for a season, my friend. Hey, you can shoot dope, you can smoke dope, you can drink, you can do all the things it takes to alter your mind. And that's, I'll be honest with you, I was wanting some love, I was wanting some peace. I was dark, it was dreary. I felt like no one cared, I ain't want no pity party. But then I turned to the things of this world. There I was, in the midst of drugs. You know what drugs bring? Murder. Robbery. People being hurt. Families being crushed. I mean, all the darkness of this world, the drugs, the alcohol, the things of this world. Well, you know why they've turned that way? Somebody didn't love them when they need to be loved in their darkest hour. Remember what the Bible says? For the love of Christ. That's who we're talking about today, the man named Jesus. For the love of Christ constraineth us. Why are you doing what you're doing? I'm going to tell you why I do what I do. For the love.
Amen.
Why did God let me out of prison?
This is me.
I didn't deserve it.
Right.
Never expected it.
Yeah.
Never dreamed of it. But it's simply today, this little hour, to tell you.
Right.
There is hope.
Yeah.
And guess what? It's not Robert Gibson.
Yeah. Amen. Right.
His name is Jesus.
Amen.
You can just get them to Jesus.
Bless you.
Just get them to. You know what? The Bible says the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for their fullness unto him. Neither can he know them because they're spiritually discerned. A lost man is a natural man. He don't understand spiritual things. It makes absolutely zero sense to a lost man. No sense whatsoever. Now, even though they're going through the motions of having the Christian cliche things, if they've never been... See, there's too many people being saved instead of saved. Satan is out there throwing out counterfeits.
Right.
Remember what I said? You still is what you was, you ain't. Now, I'm not judging you. But boy, there's that little still small voice saying, check yourself out.
Amen.
See what you got.
Yeah.
Is there something real within your soul that bubbles up?
Mm-hmm.
That wants to come out and talk about one man? His name is Jesus. Huh? Boy, I might already say it. Anyway, there I was. There I was for, and I got it. So me and myself and six other men, they called us the Magnificent Seven. There at Brushy Mountain Prison. I got involved in drugs, all that stuff comes about. And we wind up taking four guards hostage there at Brushy Mountain Prison. I don't say this boldly. And wind up, there was two other men got killed there at Brushy Mountain Prison. Inside their cell, we saw their bars out. And they're involved in drugs. involved in drugs, and it was either kind of kill or be killed. And that's what it boils down to. You wind up in all that stuff. There I was. We took guards hostage. Two other men got killed. I spent 4.5 years in solitary confinement. I was guilty, guilty, guilty. I deserved to be in solitary confinement. I was that person. Hey, but... Good news! Just get them to Jesus. There I was. That was me. I was rotten to the very core. An old junkie. Sorry as they come. Deserved to be stuck under the jail. But 4.5 years in solitary confinement, Jesus sent a man by. That man, that woman, might be you.
Yeah, right.
Somebody is waiting on you to tell him. There's hope for you. I don't care what the judge said. I don't care what mom or daddy or pastor or anybody else said. I'm telling you, Jesus created you for His glory. And He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. You've got to get grip for your own salvation first. Before you can truly tell someone that it'll make a difference. Get your foundation down first. And I'll tell you who it'll be about if you get your foundation down. It won't be about you. It'll be about a man, Christ Jesus. And therefore, there I was. And in 4.5 years of solitary confinement. And there was a man by the name of Brother Donnie Moore. He worked for the Rock of Ages Prison Ministry. Guess what? Hold on right there. Rock of Ages gets no glory. Donnie Moore gets no glory. If you wait for somebody to pat you on your back, how good spiritual you are. Woe to them that have one speak highly of you. Oh, glory to God, you ain't going to always get a pat on the back. Oh, it's good to encourage a brother and a sister in Christ. But glory to God, you better depend on a man, Christ Jesus. Amen. The Bible says on the very center of the Bible, in Psalm 118, verse 8 and 9, He said, don't put your confidence in man, but who? In the Lord. And then went on to verse 9, don't put your confidence in princes, but in the Lord. Hey, judges will let you down. Highfalutin folks will let you down. People in general will let you down. My faith. It's not in Robert Gibson.
Right.
Amen. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
Where are you going to get that in a minute? Woo! His name is Jesus. There I was, 4.5 years. Donnie come by. And when Donnie first came by my cell there in lockup, he walked by and I was shooting me a shot of dope. He went on by. You know what he said, Lord? Listen here, Lord, that everybody's giving up on him. Old Robert Gibson, God, they say there's no hope for him. He's violent. He's no good. But Lord, I realize. God, I wasn't all that, but I'm just an old sinner. Lord, you saved me. I know you can save Robert just like you did me, Lord. One line of Jesus. There's no confusion, Lord. Touch him, Lord. Boy, I'm telling you, there's something about prayer to me.
Yeah.
There's something about that. Just keep on praying. Keep on praying.
Yeah.
But nothing changed. Keep on praying.
Amen.
But nothing changed. He's the first chance, second chance, thousand chance. I don't know. He's God all by himself.
Right.
He's just God. Amen.
Amen.
He don't need your help nor my help.
Amen.
It's about man. They were there and went on. Oh, there's y'all have to hurry because I know they weren't bag lunches. I didn't see them. Here's the thing. Boy, I met a man named Jesus. Lord, don't call me unless you want to hear about Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.
I know I get sleepy sometimes sitting there too, but I'm going to wake you up in a minute. But here's the thing. We went on there 8 years. You know how long Donnie did that? For 8 calendar years, Donnie came by my little prison cell. And you know what he always said? He came by and he said, Robert, love you, boy. I prayed to him. I finally got, my pride got down just a little bit. You know what I started finally saying? Thank you, darling. I need it. You know who was working in the background? It was Donnie.
Come on.
I tell you, there's somebody working in your background. Even just this day. Today, there's somebody. Guess who's praying for you? When you can't pray for me, there's somebody praying.
That's it.
The Bible says the Spirit is saved.
Yeah.
How you can dress it up. How good. Boy, I've heard some prayers that make me want to throw up. I mean, every T's crossed, every die's dotted, every I's dotted. The glory of God just from heart to heart, to spirit. Lord, it's me again. You know, when they educate him, boy, God, I need some help. Oh, my sister to the wayside, my brother, Lord, it's me again. God, I know you're able. Oh, God, he prayed. He prayed for 8 years. And then I got out of lockup and I went over there. I was still shooting my dope. I was still smoking my dope. I wouldn't change for nobody. If they change for you, they'll go right back to the same
place.
Old people, I love drug programs are good. AA programs are good. But hey, that AA, don't, God, don't give me a coin and tell me stick it in my pocket when I get an urge to drink one rather than a coin. You'll go get you one, my friend. Oh, but if you meet Jesus, you will change fighting. Glory! They never run down. And you don't have to go find your billfold to get a beer. Glory to God, he paid it all.
Yeah.
Woo! His name is Jesus. Boy, you can get that in a minute. Oh, I see some friends in here, some folks I met along the way, been involved in drugs and this and that, and ups and downs and valleys today. I want to tell each one of you, Jesus loves you.
Yeah.
Oh, guess what? That one today that you're running your nose down, stomping down, may be the very one tomorrow that's getting you out of your ditch.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, not me. Peter said that too.
Yeah.
But the cock crowed.
That's right.
You better believe. They'll cock or crow in your life too if you're not careful. You're not careful, amen. You're not being buffeted, come against by Satan's tactics. So he got a tackle box too, buddy. He knows how to throw them out there and reel them in. And I'm going to tell you, it's everything these eyes and this flesh, everything desires. Anything that flesh desires, Satan's got it in his tackle box. Glory to God. He'll pull out lines everywhere to drag him. And I'm going to tell you, you'll be able to you'll be able to go back to a place in life. Glory to God, I go back to prison all the time. To a little prison cell over at Brush him out in prison. Right there, I nail it to the cross. Satan cannot cross over the blood.
Amen.
Amen. You'll be able to have a place in life. I don't care who's saying what, what's going on in your life.
Right.
That you can nail it to the cross.
Amen.
That's a sure thing.
Yeah.
It's in Jesus.
Amen.
Ecclesiastes 3:14 says, and I know. I don't know whether you know or not. I made it personal. Jesus made it personal. And I know.
Yeah.
Whatsoever, not the preacher done, not mama done, not church membership done, not the water done, but I know whatsoever God doeth shall be forever.
Amen.
Nothing can be taken from it. Anything that man should fear before God, he will say, walk with God, march in God's army, have respect for God, live for God. He'll see you through. There was, I'm going to hurry. Somebody say, I wish he would. That's all right. I'm talking about a man named Jesus. I have a man named Jesus.
I've
been Jude, and you just need to crawl. Woo, you would just crawl right on down to the altar and say, Lord, yes, that's me. Stand in a need of prayer. Quit looking to your left. Quit looking to your right. Say, Lord, it's me. Glory to God. Since I've been preaching, I've had to find myself in an altar. You know what revival ain't for? A lost man. You know what revival is for? Us Christians. I don't care if you're a preacher, whatever your title is, glory to God. Sometimes I need revival.
Yeah.
Oh, I know you. I know some folk, glory to God, get so spiritual, they don't never hit the altar. Examine what you got. Now, Holy Ghost never steps on your feet. God never steps on your feet and show you how wicked you still are. I don't care if you're doing dope, you're drinking, you're going to hit the doors every time a church door is open. All that good stuff, glory to God, that'll not get you to heaven. Here I am, glory to God, sick and undone. We don't want that church at night, so I'm going to go over there. I'm going to see what's going on in that church house. Boy, am I glad I did. Guess what? I got over there and guess who I met? It wasn't no Donnie Moore. He was there. But guess who I met? It's called that old back home country, cornbread fed Holy Ghost. That's who I met that night. I got there at the church and God wrapped his heart. I'd never been hugged like this. And I saw a lot of dope. My mind's been altered in a lot of ways. I went down a lot of dark paths. I've done a lot of wrong things. I've been funny feeling in a lot of ways. But boy, there's no touch.
I don't like that.
That's how you can know.
Yeah.
Because the preacher didn't have nothing to do with it.
Right. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
The world had nothing to do with it.
Right.
The drugs had nothing to do with it. See, there's no... I don't care how many drugs you've done, how much you've shot, how much you've drank, how many things you've seen. You've never been touched.
Yeah. Right.
Like the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Amen.
Will touch you.
Amen.
When he wants to save your soul, when he's ready, when he's preparing you for Calvary. He's already prepared the way.
Yeah.
There the words on the Holy Ghost conviction. Donnie preached. Who did preach about that night? Wasn't Donnie Moore.
Right.
His name is Jesus.
Yeah.
There I was. You know what God done? He didn't say, Robert Gibson, you old sorry thing, you. I want to save you, but if you'll go back to your cell, throw your dope away, you'll change your life and do good for a while, I'll save you. No, you know how God loved me?
Right.
He wrapped his arms around me.
Amen.
With
that's
my right. Dope in my sail.
Yep.
I was selling the dope, buying the dope, giving it up, doing all the ungodly things. And Jesus just wrapped his arms around me.
Yeah.
I said, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you just the way you are. There I was. All right. Donnie said this that night. I was on the Holy Ghost conviction. Boy, it wasn't a shot of dope I was wanting anymore. No. I don't know. You know what I done? I took my life in my own hands that night. He said there'd be someone here tonight on the Holy Ghost conviction. I'm going to say that this morning.
Yeah.
If you be here this morning,
yeah,
some way, somehow,
right,
through the Word of God, the preached Word of God, and the testimony, there's that little still, small voice. I don't care how many times you've been baptized, how many times, glory to God, you've been to an altar. It takes one true time to meet. There's too many people getting that decaffeinated religion. That's like getting decaffeinated coffee. All you're doing is getting a taste. Glory to God. I want the real thing. Amen. Glory to God. Don't take nothing out. The blood of Jesus. There I was, under guilty. And Donnie said, you be here tonight. And you're under conviction. He said, would you slip your hand up? I'm going to tell you what happened to me. Pride hit me so hard.
That's right. Yeah.
Pride, I was afraid. Well, now I'm Robert Gibson. I'm selling it up. I mean, I'm the guy. I mean, I'm the tough. I'm all that. Whoopsie. That's a matter of me.
Yeah.
There I was. Under Holy Ghost conviction. God said, would you lift your hand? I had an arm on me about like that. Looked like an old grizzly bear. But I couldn't get that hand up. It was like 10,000 pounds. I couldn't get it up for nothing. Well, he said this. Donnie, would you try to help God? He said, if you be here tonight, you're under conviction. He said, I pray you go back to your little prison bunk. You don't sleep all night. There I was, under conviction. On the way out the door that night, old Donnie hugged my neck. You know what he said, brother?
Yeah.
Pray for you, boy. You know what I said, boy? If I could just get away from that old loud mouth preacher.
Yeah.
You know what's about to be said here this morning? If I could just get that old loud mouth preacher to shut his mouth. Now, if I can get out that door, I'll be all right. You know what the Bible says about that? Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. I don't care how healthy you are, what you own. If that little still small voice, the love of Jesus, once again, is extending his mercy and extending his grace and wrapping his arms around you and say, I love you.
Yeah.
I want to give you what you can't give yourself.
That's right.
I want to give you what no doctor, what no program, what no church. I want to give you something, glory to God, that'll take root within your soul.
Amen.
That'll make a difference in your life.
Amen.
His name is Jesus.
Amen.
There I was, on conviction. Donnie said that, and I was on my way back. I was way out the door. Now, you know what God could have said this? Robert, gave you a chance, boy.
Right.
Came to you. I believe that's the age of accountability.
Right.
First time the Holy Ghost of God deals
in
a man's life.
Amen.
Right there, he makes a choice whether they choose heaven or hell. Or that we serve a merciful
right.
God.
Yes, yes, amen.
Long-suffering God.
Yeah. Right.
Not willing to end, so he might be a first chance, second, but could be just fourth chance.
Right.
But then God gave me another chance. And another chance. But he followed me. Hey, guess who followed me back to my bunk at night? It wasn't Donnie Moore.
That's right.
Donnie Moore didn't follow me back to my bunk. Guess who followed me? His name is Jesus.
Yeah.
There I was. Under the Holy Ghost conviction, I got back to my bunk that night. And who laid there with me that night? His name is Jesus.
Yeah.
I flipped and flopped all night long. Cry like a baby. I never cry. I thought men don't cry. Oh, yes, they do.
Yeah.
That is a sign of weakness, isn't it, my friend?
Yeah.
Oh, after I got saved, they used to call me the fighting preacher. Yeah, weakness ain't weakness. That don't make you weak. It takes a man. When I was a child, I was thinking of a child. But when I became a man, when you become a man, we ain't talking physical. We speaking spiritual here. When I became a man, I put away childish things. There I was on the Holy Ghost conviction. Early the next morning, you said, would you hurry, old preacher? Let me get out of here. God didn't say, shut up yet.
Yeah.
He didn't say.
Amen.
There I was on the Holy Ghost conviction all night. The next morning, guess who I heard somebody say, who's got the keys to one walk? Guess who it was? Oh, Donnie Moore. Are you giving up on somebody?
Yeah, don't give up.
Seriously, are you giving up on somebody? You got a son, a daughter, a mom, a daddy, a friend that just went, they're still right now, right involved in every wicked thing of this world. You've spent your money, you've done all you can possibly do. Can I say, when you've done all that, will you just get out of the way and let God be God?
Amen.
You can't change nor save nobody.
Amen.
So please don't give up. I was one of those.
Right.
I was one of those. The best of the best of a sinner. There I was. Old Donnie Moore. There he was. Came in. He came in early. Dark. Still outside. He got no business there. He came to my little prison cell. I'll be honest with you. Pride got a hold of me again. I wanted to crawl into my bunk. Pull the sheet down and act like I wasn't there. What do you mean? I'm in prison. Where was I going to go? You can't run from the Holy Ghost of God.
Yeah.
He'll follow you everywhere you go. And I pray today, if you leave today and God's dealt with your heart about something, I pray He'll follow you. Oh, He'll follow you and love on you all day long. And then when you go to bed, you'll be flipping and flopping and turning like an old fish out of water. With that Holy Ghost conviction upon you.
Yeah.
There I was on that conviction. And Donnie said, come in there. And he looked at me and he said, boy, there's a spirit that bears witness with a spirit.
Yeah, right.
Well, there is. Go to God. Hey, your spirit don't bear witness, right? I know. I look at that. Can I say to you, if you got taters on your apple tree, something ain't right.
That's right.
Right.
You'll get that.
Yeah.
The spirit bears witness with the spirit. And there I was. Donnie said, Robert, be honest with you, I said, I'll come back because God didn't let me sleep all night either. I flipped and flopped all night long, just like I told you. God told me to come back here this morning and tell you, boy, He loves you.
Yeah.
And you know what, Robert? God wants to save your soul. That's what He told me to come back and tell you today. He said, you want Jesus, boy? I'm glad. Y'all see, over there in the Genesis says, my spirit will not always strive with man.
Amen.
God just said, that's it. I gave you a chance. You rejected me. And you chose hell over heaven. I'm not dealing with you no more.
Right.
That's what God could have done and been just at it. But He didn't. He didn't. January 5th, 1988. There at Brushy Mountain Prison. With 2 4 to 10s, 3 2 to 5s, a 20 with 99 year sentence, a sinner, guilty.
Yeah.
Guess who showed up?
Yeah.
Wasn't Donnie.
Yeah.
He don't get no glory.
Yeah, that's right.
His name is Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Remember the beginning of our...
Good.
All. All. And someone is saying, somebody, get me to Jesus.
Yeah.
There was January 5th, 88. Donnie didn't have to quote no scriptures to me. The Holy Ghost was involved.
Right.
Hey, now I know. Now we can throw the way of word of God away, but I'm going to quote it to you. That Bible says this in Romans 10, 9 and 10.
That's right.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, not the preacher,
right,
and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shall be saved.
Amen.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. What's wrong with the heart? It's wicked,
right,
and deceitful. But for the heart man believeth unto righteousness, for the mouth confession made in salvation. For whosoever, that's the junkie, that's the drunk, that's the good person, that's the banker, that's the president, that's the pope, that's the preacher, that's the deacon. For whosoever shall fall, crawl upon the name of the Lord, shall be saved.
Amen.
January 5th, 1988. There's no such thing as pray this prayer after me in that Bible.
Right.
Nowhere in the King James Bible does it say pray this prayer after me. No.
That's right.
You can't pray me in, you can't pray me out.
Praise the Lord.
That Bible says, with thy confession, with thy mouth.
Amen.
And there it was, under Holy Ghost conviction. If there's such thing as a sin of prayer in the Bible, here's what it is. Lord, be merciful to me. A sinner.
Amen.
He didn't say, Lord, be merciful to me, a junkie. He didn't say, Lord, be merciful to me, a preacher. He didn't say, Lord, be merciful to me, all the times of this world. He said, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Right.
January 5th, 1988. I'm marvelously... Boy, you're talking about amazing grace coming alive.
Amen.
You talk about what amazing grace meant.
Yeah, amen.
It didn't mean nothing to me. I heard it. I didn't know what they were talking about.
Yeah.
But as my brother testifies, the lowest of the lowest, I mean under the pit, the dirt, the ground, Jesus found me.
Yeah.
And saved my soul January 5th, 1988. Now I'm going to say right here and I'm going to quit. How'd you get out here? I'm going to simply tell you this. I didn't try to get out. I got out of the worst prison that I could ever be in. Hell. 22 years later, they came and said, Robert Gibson, you're going home. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I shouted. I did. But I wasn't thinking about the home. They was thinking about getting out of prison. I'm thinking, glory to God. Heaven bound, looking for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of her great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, and a crown that I can lay at the feet of Jesus.
Yeah.
Say, thank you, Lord. No, they said, hold on, Robert. Hold on a minute. No, we talk about you getting out of prison, boy. I said, you got to be kidding. Then I got to thinking for a minute, it hit me. I said, my God. Ooh, let me read one scripture to you. Right here, and I'm going to try to quit right here. I know you've seen that. Just shut his mouth. I'll get out here and be all right.
Praise the Lord.
Here's the thing. There's a scripture right here in Jeremiah. Hold on right there. Listen, hear what the Bible says. And I'm going to get close right here. In Jeremiah 32:27, the Bible says, behold, I am the Lord. That's not you now. The God, we're going to get back to that word all again. The God of all flesh. That's the junkie.
Yeah.
That's the alcoholic.
Right.
That's the one that you've given up on. Saying there's no hope for her. All flesh. And here's what he said. Is there anything? Well, my sister was testifying. Is there anything too hard for me? If you would think about it the way people would think about it, they'd say, no hope for Robert Gibson. He's doomed to spend the rest of his life in prison. I'm going to go back to one word, but God. What the Bible says, what's impossible with man is possible with God.
Amen.
22 years later, they came and says, you're going home. How'd you do that? Simple words. His name
is Jesus.
you, Jesus.
Amen.
Let's stand our feet. Let's stand our feet, preacher. Come on. If God dealt with you today about something in your life, maybe someone that you're giving up on, whatever that need may be today, would you just run to the altar?
Yeah.
His name is Jesus. Let God do today for you what you cannot possibly do for yourself.
Right.
His name is Jesus. And He sent me by out of an old prison cell to tell you today there's hope and He loves you. Come on, preacher.